it's a tragedy. I mean, it really is.
All the breakdowns, all the service changes, all the old equipment.
All of the problems you have can be traced back to that board.
David Gunn was WMATA's GM in the early 90s. He says this board is incompetent.
16 people. None of whom, or most of whom, know nothing about the business.
The board of directors has 16 members, four each representing Maryland, Virginia, the district, and the feds.
What you've got is a bunch of politicians with no one in charge and a screwy arrangement of voting and alternate members and a rotating chair.
And they meet once a week.
What do they do once a week? What do they add? They don't understand what the role of a board is, I guess.
Gunn stayed here for just 3 years, always butting heads with that board.
They were driving me nuts with some demands.
So he announced he'd quit at the end of his contract.
I did that just to give myself the freedom to manage the thing properly while I was there.
A good GM, in his eyes, has to fight with the board.
What you're seeing is the result of having general managers not stand up to the board.
Which may be why, since Gunn was at the helm in 1991, the average tenure for a GM's been about 4 years. In his ideal arrangement,
you basically should have an appointed person from each jurisdiction.
Because, he says, that removes the political cover for the mayor and governors.
Right now, they can say, geez, this is awful, right? And they can look and sympathize with the rioters, and it's not their problem. It should be their problem, because it is their problem.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.